the squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
All right, welcome back. It's our third game. We got still two more to go. Thanks for joining us here at the Twin Valley League Basketball Tournament quarterfinal action. And we got the 2-7 game here on the girls' side. The 7-seed Troy Trojans against the 2-seed Valley Heights Mustangs. Let's dive into the starting lineups first for Valley Heights, who are still perfect at 9-0 this season. Kat Torber, a 5'6 senior. Maggie Torber as well, a 5'8 sophomore. Maddie Vermitten is a 5'10 senior. Abigail Steinfurt, a 5'5 senior. And Emma Youngberg, a 5'11 senior. So again for Valley Heights, Torber, Vermitten, Steinfurt, and Youngberg. For Troy, they sit at 4-5. They're the 7th seed. They'll go with Abby Parks, a 5'7 senior. Avery Euler, a 5'3 senior. Claire Winder is a 5'2 senior. Peyton Ingeman is a 5'3 junior. And Reagan Hill, a 5'3 senior. So difference in this one is height and length, as the Mustangs will have that advantage here tonight, as it's Troy and Valley Heights. The 7-2 matchup. Winner moves on to the semifinals. We'll get the winner, or we'll get Hanover in the semifinals, the winner of this one, as the two teams that have moved on in the girls' semifinals, D-West and Hanover, picking up quarterfinal wins earlier today. So we're getting you set here for Troy and Valley Heights. Valley Heights and Troy have already played this year, and that was back right before the holiday break. Troy won that game by 42 points, 72-30. So let's see if the number two-ranked team in Class 2A can put something similar together. Mustangs in the all-white uniforms, Troy in the all-blue. Valley Heights with the first possession here. They go from right to left. Here's Steinfurt into the left corner. Maddie Vermitten wants to curl inside. A left corner three's on the way that's short. And the rebound tips around and brought down by Peyton Ingeman for Troy. So no score, about 30 seconds in. Trojans get their first possession. This is Claire Winder, the 5'2 senior. Working right, gets it off this way to Hill. Hill, top of the key, it goes to Ingeman. Now Avery Euler gets a touch. Ingeman has it right back. Right at the top of the key. Right side to Euler on the wing. Now they get it to Hill. Right now it's man-to-man defense by Valley Heights. And again, the length inside is very visible, as they certainly have that advantage. Here's Euler, a difficult shot inside that's no good and out of bounds. And it's going to stay here with Troy. Last touched by Valley Heights. So we've played a minute two here in the first quarter. Still no score. These two played right before Christmas. Valley Heights won by 42 points. Here's Ingeman, left side. Good touch pass to the top of the key to Winder. Winder now working towards the right side. Stops on the wing. Wants to cut. Lost the handle. Inside, and Youngberg picks it up, a steal. Here's Youngberg, left side pass, short corner. Steinfurt picks it up. Inside to Maggie Torber, throws up a wild shot, no good. Offensive rebound, though, and stick back try is up and in for Emma Youngberg. And it's a 2-0 Valley Heights lead, 6:20 to go first quarter. A right side pass here on the wing. It goes to Claire Winder. Winder wastes time with the right hand on the dribble. Looks for a cutting Euler. Here's Ingeman, a drive inside. Her layup is no good. Trying to chase it down, and Euler comes away with it. Here's a pass up the floor to Emma Youngberg. She misses the layup, but gets her own rebound and sticks it back up and in. 4-0. As Youngberg has both baskets for Valley Heights. Here's Ingeman. Right side it goes to Abby Parks, and off her hands and out of bounds. Second turnover by Troy. Valley Heights off to a 4-0 lead. 2.5 minutes played here in the first quarter. This is Kat Torber with it. Left side it goes. on the wing, now top of the key to Maggie Torber. Stops on the elbow, hands it off to Cat, and fires a deep three. That one is short. Guess who? Youngberg the rebound. Second chance opportunity, and that one deflected inside, and one opportunity is good. Maddie Vermitten knocks it home. And a chance at three. And Youngberg keeping that one alive with an offensive rebound. 6-0 Valley Heights. 5:08 left to go here in the first. The 5'10 senior. Vermitten for the three-point play. She misses the free throw. Abby Parks the rebound for Troy. Troy up the floor. Down 6-0 here early. Ingeman top of the key. Left side it goes to Reagan Hill. Now back top of the key to Abby Parks. Parks looking for Winder on a cut. Not there. Now right side it goes to Ingeman. Ingeman wants a baseline drive. Cut off by Kat Torber. Not much there. And she's called for a travel. Three turnovers already for Troy and still looking for their first point. Kaylee Scala checks in for Valley Heights. Again, a team that's certainly good enough to win it all this year. They are the number two ranked team in Class 2A right now. They are a perfect 9-0. Here's a three from the left wing that is short, and Youngberg chasing down another rebound in the corner. Youngberg, left corner, sets it up for three. She left it short, but gets her own rebound. She's got five rebounds already. Here's another three that's off no good, and then Youngberg goes crashing down after another rebound attempt off the miss. They get Avery Euler with the foul. That's the second Troy foul, so Valley Heights keeps it. Deflected out of bounds. Mustangs keep it. 6-0 their lead. 4:17 left first quarter. So Vermitten to throw it in up top. Gets it off to Maggie Torber. Trying to drive inside. Spins. Throws up a shot. No good. Battle for the rebound. Of course, it's Emma Youngberg. They can't stop her inside. She's got 6 points and six rebounds here in the early going. And it's 8-0 Valley Heights, 4 minutes in. Here is Hill, top of the key, looking for Winder. Had it knocked away and out of bounds. Last touch by Troy. And another turnover. That's their fourth. 8-0 Valley Heights. Again, these two played back in December, and Troy won that one. Or I should say Valley Heights, excuse me, won that one by 72-30 the last time these two played. And how about Emma Youngberg? They get her inside, and she is just eating it up. 8 points, six rebounds, 10-0 Valley Heights. Timeout, Troy. We'll step aside for a quick 30. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
92.1 KMZA.
And we're back at it. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman with you. TBL tournament's our third of four broadcasts here tonight. And the Valley Heights girls in control, leading Troy 10-0 here, just over halfway into the first quarter. Emma Youngberg, 8 points and six rebounds already. And now Troy having all sorts of issues working against this pressure defense by the Mustangs, who are 9-0. And the number two ranked team in Class 2A, sub into the game, Brooke Porter, sophomore, checks in for Valley Heights. And here's Ingeman with it for Troy, trying to get their first points of the ball game. Left side it goes. It's Reagan Hill. Nice pass inside, and a foul called. Abby Parks, a nice cut. And we'll go to the line to shoot two and try to get Troy off the zero. So the foul against Kat Torber, her first. Abby Parks to the free throw line. First one up, first one in. So Troy's on the board. They trail 10-1. 3:16 left first quarter. Abby Parks, a 5'7 senior. This Troy team sitting at 4-5. short on the second. Brooke Porter the rebound. Brooke Porter quickly right side into the corner to Scala. Turns down an open three. Instead gets it back to Porter. Porter left side it goes. This is Maddie Vermitten. Nice pass inside to Youngberg. And she is fouled and will go to the line to shoot two. Nearly had an and one. The Michigan commit to throw for track and field. Emma Youngberg at the line with 3 minutes left here in the first. In and out, no good on the first free throw. It's a 10-1 start for Valley Heights, and Emma Youngberg has 8 of the 10, and she also has 6 rebounds. The size is certainly a huge impact as she goes 0 for 2, missing them both. And Claire Winder pulls down the rebound for Troy. Here's a right side kick for a three by Hill, and that one's good. Reagan Hill from downtown. She's got three, and the lead is cut to 6 at 10-4. Youngberg driving in, and she is bumped and fouled, and right back to the line she goes. See, the foul is on. I think they get Ingham in with this one. That'd be her first, team foul number 4. Youngberg back at the line to shoot 2, and she's good on this one. She's got 9. 11-4, Valley Heights here. 2:41 left first quarter. As Jaya Pierce has checked into the game for Troy. Second one up and good as well. Already 10 points and 6 rebounds here in the first quarter for Youngberg. She'll get her first breather. 12-4, Valley Heights. Now 2:40 left here in the first. Troy working it up the floor. Here's Parks passing it near side into the corner to Winder. Winder curling out of some trouble. Now back into some trouble here in the near side corner. Now bouncing a pass inside. Beautifully done in the layup. Good by Abby Parks. She's got 3, and it's 12-6 Valley Heights with 2:20 to go here in the first. Here's Maggie Torber. Cuts it inside. Floats up a layup with the right hand that falls through. Maggie now with her first basket, making it 14-6. Valley Heights coming up on 2 minutes left here in the opening quarter. Winder, a right corner three, missed everything. Rebound Valley Heights and Maddie Vermitten. And then Vermitten nearly turns it over, but Brooke Porter saves the day. Here's Maggie Torber to go inside. Had it knocked away and a steal. Turnover by Valley Heights. Here comes Reagan Hill up the floor. Right side to Ingeman. Ingeman had a 27-point game against Onega more than 2 weeks ago. Looking for her first points in this one. There's a lazy pass that's taken away by Maddie Vermitten, and she'll stop and pop and lay it in. 4 for Vermitten. Makes it 16-6 Valley Heights with 1:20 left to go here in the first. A little bit of pressure in the half court. Troy does a good job breaking it. Good section here for Valley Heights, fans-wise. They're in the secondary gymnasium at Frankfort High. There's another turnover by Troy. Lazy pass out of bounds. A couple subs into the game as we get Abigail Steinfurt back into the game and the Youngberg in as well. So 66 seconds remain here in the first. A 10-point Valley Heights lead at 16-6. Here's a right corner three short. Battle for the rebound underneath. Last touch by Valley Heights, so Troy gets it back. 59.6 seconds remaining here in the quarter. Want to thank the Bank of Highland and Bedina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC. Troy skips it here to the near side. Now Hill, top of the key. Down to 45 seconds left. Here's Ingeman left side. Nearly had it taken away. Top of the key it goes. Get a pass inside, and that's Kaylee Grable, who has a shot missed, and offensive rebound by Pierce, and then a second opportunity's up and no good, and Youngberg chasing down this rebound. They get it up the floor quickly, and a layup is good by Maggie Torber, who has 4. 18-6, Valley Heights, 20 seconds left here in the first. There's another lazy pass, and Youngberg comes away with a steal. She's going to take it all the way herself, lay it in. Now 10 seconds to go. The lead is 20-6, and Youngberg has 12. Down to 6 seconds. Ingeman top of the key, right side pass. Sakili Jasper has it knocked away, and the ball hits the floor, and that's going to end the first quarter. dominant by Valley Heights. They lead it 20-6 after 8 minutes. Second quarter coming your way next on KMCA.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookandcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookandcompany.com to find out more. Cook & Company, manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
Kansaland Radio.
The number two ranked team in Class 2A, Valley Heights, cruising through one quarter, leading Troy 20-6. Want to thank our great TVL sponsors for the week, Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. For education on campus, regional, technical, or online. Also, M&R Auto Parts, your CarQuest Auto Parts headquarters in Frankfort, and Blue Valley Technology, supporting local students and athletes. So second quarter underway, layup good. Nice little play out of the timeout by Peyton Ingeman, and Troy now down 20-8. Left corner three on the way by Abigail Steinfurt, and she cans it home. Steinfurt now, her first basket, it's a triple, 23-8, Valley Heights. Good pace here in the first 30 seconds. Every starter has scored for Valley Heights except for Kat Torber. Troy just trying to do everything they can to chip away. Right side pass, it goes to Allie Franken, who is into the game. There's a lazy pass that's knocked away and a steal by Valley Heights. Here's Maddie Vermitten. Left side corner, another three by Kat Torber. This one no good, and a rebound for Troy. Brought down by Grable. The defense here by Valley Heights, not much on the perimeter for Troy. Here's Pierce, floats one in from the left corner, that's no good, and a rebound for Vermitten. 23-8, Troy does not get back on defense, and Kat Torber, her first basket, all five starters have scored. Timeout, Troy. 25-8 with 6:36 left until halftime. We'll step aside for 30. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fuel and propane delivered to you. That's one of the many services of Wankland Oil Company. Let their family serve yours with Sinclair Diesel, gas or propane you need at your location. Competitive prices and great service is what Wankland Oil has been delivering in this area since 1926. Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklandoil.com or give them a call in Frankfort at 785-292-4710. Wankland Oil Company, headquartered in Frankfort, where they've had the energy since 1926.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
6:36 left until halftime. Valley Heights in control here over Troy, 25-8. Two of the four teams have punched tickets to the TVL tournament semifinals. Here on the girls' side, D. West and Hanover. Valley Heights looking to punch their ticket as well as Emma Youngberg comes away with another steal. Youngberg wants to go all the way herself, and a difficult shot is up and no good. Nearly got it to fall. Rebound Avery Euler. And now Troy up the way. 25-8, they trail Valley Heights just about 2 minutes into the second quarter. Ingeman lost her footing, and no call. It's a turnover. And a three for Kat Torber, not there this time. Rebound for Abigail Steinfurt. And they'll reset the offense. 5:50 to go, first half. 25-8, Valley Heights. There's Vermitten for three. Left corner, cans it, and a fifth pump to boot. She's got seven. 28-8, the lead is 20 here early second quarter. Here's Euler, left side on the wing, puts it on the dribble. Guarded by Youngberg, trying to get inside, had it knocked away, and another steal. Vermittent wants to go all the way. Layup trickles off, no good. Rips away the rebound and lays it up and in. 9 for Vermittent. 30-8, All Valley Heights. 5:12 left to go here in the first half. These two teams played already. 72-30 was the Valley Heights win back in December. It's certainly on pace for that again. Another Troy turnover, this time picked up by Maggie Torber. Torber cuts, kicks it right. Cat for three, short. Rebound, though, for Abigail Steinfurt, and another opportunity. Youngberg will try a three, not this time. And another offensive rebound as Torber gets this one and puts it up and in. 32-8 Valley Heights. Not quite halfway into the second quarter. So everything that can go wrong can go wrong, and it continues with another deflected pass and another steal. Cat Torber puts up a kind of an awkward shot, but chasing down the rebound is Youngberg in the corner. Youngberg fires one inside. Here's a turnaround J that's short. Rebound for Troy. That time picked up by Reagan Hill. Wants to go up the way, and her pass goes to nobody. At least nobody for her team. That's going to lead out into an easy transition layup for Kat Torber. She's got 6, 34-8. Valley Heights, 4 minutes left until halftime. Well, this is a very good team in Valley Heights. They are number 2 in 2A for a reason. They have yet to lose. They got length. They can shoot. They can get out in transition. They can simply do it all. And will be a tough out the rest of the way in this TVL tournament. Here's a three that's no good by Troy. And Maggie Torber does the right thing, lets it go out of bounds. And some subs in. Brooke Porter, Kaylee Scala, and also Audra Steinfurt in the game for Valley Heights. As the lead is now 34-8 with 3.5 minutes left until halftime. Left corner it goes, nearly out of bounds, and Steinfurt throws it away, and a turnover by Valley Heights. Here comes Troy with Reagan Hill. Hill goes left, and then her pass fails out of bounds. So Troy keeps piling up turnovers, but a lot of that has to do with the aggressive nature of the Valley Heights defense. Fired inside, it's Porter, had it knocked away out of bounds. Last touch by Troy. So they will keep it. Kat Torber to throw it in. Gets it inside to Porter, who puts it up. Misses the shot, but it's fouled. And they will get this foul on Abby Parks. That is her second. And the free throw is up and good by Brooke Porter. First point tonight for her. The sophomore makes it 35-8. Now Ann Torber has come into the game. Then we get a lane violation on Kaylee Scala, so that second free throw is not going to count. And Troy gets it back down 35-8 with 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Here's Winder with it, top of the key for Troy. Guarded heavily there by Scala. Still trying to do something with it. Now works to the left wing. Runs right into Porter in a double team. Mueller picks it up, and a whistle and a foul on the floor. This will go, I think, against Porter. It will. That's her first. Just the second team foul against Valley Heights here in the first half. Mueller top of the key to Winder. Winder back into the corner it goes with Grable. Now Parks at the free throw line puts up a shot, and I think she'll draw the foul and shoot two. So the foul here on Porter, or correction, it's on Scala, her first. Parks at the line. Good on the first free throw. She's got 4, 35-9, Valley Heights. Second by Parks. No good. Rebound, Brooke Porter. Porter Starts the pass left side. Now it's skipped to the far side. Inside to Porter. Shot up no good, but she draws the foul. Good movement of the basketball. Porter a chance to shoot two. Abby Parks the foul. That is her third. Team foul number six. Free throw in and out, no good for Britt Porter. Now 1-3 at the line tonight, just 1 point. So 35-9. Valley Heights lead. 2.5 minutes left until halftime. Make it 36-9. Porter goes 1-for-2 and has two. Down to 220, Troy with the basketball, top of the key to Winder. Winder left side, hands it off to Ingeman. Ingeman wants a screen, not much with it. As it's still in the game, will curl in the lane, shot short. And the rebound tipped to the free throw line, and Pierce able to keep it alive for Troy. Try it again, whistling a foul on the floor. So this foul is going against Ann Torber. That is her first. Team foul number four. Troy to throw it in. As it's Hill over the top looking for Winder, chasing it down from going out of bounds. Keeps it alive. So reset in between the rings out high. Down to 1:45 left until halftime. It's a 36-9 Valley Heights lead. They have been in control since the jump. Abby Parks left side of three. No good. Battle for the rebound inside. Finally picked up by Valley Heights and Audra Steinfurt. Right side it goes here to Scala for three. In and out, no good. Rebound out of bounds underneath, and back to Troy it goes. So already some younger players coming into the game. Olivia Scala is now in for Valley Heights. Down to 1:13 here in the second. Abby Parks, top of the key. Right side it goes to Hill. Hill inside to Pierce. Turnaround Jay, no good, but she draws the foul. Foul here on Brooke Porter, her second. And Jay appears to the line to shoot two. Lefty shot up, no good on the first. The Holton girls in the Tonganoxie tournament lead Bonner Springs at the half, 16-14. Is second free throw is no good by Pierce. Porter gets the rebound for Valley Heights, and then she throws that one away. Nice bounce pass to Ingeman, but her layup is no good, and Brooke Porter gets that rebound. Down to 53 seconds remaining here in the second. 36-9, it's all Valley Heights. Trying to be the third TVL team to punch their ticket to the semifinals at the TVL tournament, D-West and Hanover. Here's Brooke Porter for three. That one's no good. And chasing it down underneath and finally deflected and nearly out of bounds. We're going to get a jump ball finally. That was a long tie up there. Possession keeps it with Valley Heights, 24.6 seconds remain. Again, already getting some younger players in the game fairly early. Right side, it's Ann Torber for three, and she connects. The freshman hits, makes it 39-9. Or are they going to call that a two? It looks like they call it a two, so it's 38-9. 10 seconds to go. Here's Ingeman. Looking for Parks. Has to chase it from going into the backcourt. Just 3 seconds to go. Here's Winder. A long two from the wing is good at the buzzer. Claire Winder with a big shot. And we hit the halftime break. But it's all Valley Heights. They lead it by 27. It's 38-11 after 16 minutes. Halftime presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Holton on K16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Halftime next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too. If you want to save some money, save some on 3Ds and Bonnie. Here's all you have to do. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
Get out of town.
It's well worth the trip to save a bundle on tires because Direct is better.
Get out of town.
7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Get a great deal on Wick's premium filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia. Their big filter sale kicks off January 24th. Get up to 70% off Wick's filters. Many other ag-related products are on sale, too. Stop in Elmer's Repair in Centralia for all ag parts and repairs. And don't forget, Monday, January 24th, is the kickoff on the Wick's filter sale at Elmer's Repair. Your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist in Centralia. Give them a call, 785-857-3248, or go online to elmersrepair.com.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Halftime is here. Valley Heights girls in control, leading Troy 38-11 at the break. Number two ranked team in Class 2A putting on a show. Here for the fans in the quarterfinals of the TBL tournament. Our final broadcast tonight will be Wetmore and Centralia on the boys' side with a trip to the semifinals, of course, on the line. And appreciate all of our great sponsors making it possible for us here tonight. Want to thank Wanklin Oil Company, serving the area since 1926. Hilltop Creations of Seneca, let Lynn or Gail Lears help you with new cabinets for kitchen or bath. And also Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha, proud supporters of local schools and events. I'm Brandon Tabman, Kirk Kilman with you. Again, 38-11, all Valley Heights here at the break. Let's get you the first half numbers in this one. Emma Youngberg leading the way, 12 points to go along with 8 rebounds. They got 9 from Maddie Vermitten, go along with 4 rebounds as well. 6 from Kat Torber, 4 from Maggie Torber, 3 from Abigail Steinfurt, and then 2 apiece from Brooke Porter and Ann Torber. For Troy, they got 4 in the first half from Abby Parks, 3 from Reagan Hill, and then 2 apiece by Claire Winder and Peyton Ingeman. Turnovers an issue. Trojans had 15 first half turnovers. Valley Heights just 3. Valley Heights out rebounded Troy 21-9. And the free throw shooting in the first half, Troy hit 2 of 6, and Valley Heights hit 4 of 9. Our score again at the break, 38-11. Valley Heights in control. Back in a moment as halftime continues here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. Is your future secure? The Bank of Highland is your community-minded bank that accepts the responsibility of helping neighbors and friends live easier through insecure financial times, providing loans for home, auto, and agriculture, as well as standard checking and savings accounts. You can depend on your friends at the Bank of Highland to help secure your financial future. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, making life better right here at home.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
The kitchen is where most families spend most of their time making a great meal or gathering around to talk. You want a kitchen that's workable for the family and one you can be proud of. Hilltop Creations in Seneca can help you. If you have a budget in mind, they'll stay within your means. Call Lynn and Gail and let them show you some ideas on how you can have the kitchen of your dream. Call Hilltop Creations today at 336-3142 and start planning for your new dream kitchen.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KLAN Radio.
In Valley Heights, leading Troy 38-11 here at halftime. Girls' quarterfinal game in the Twin Valley League basketball tournament. Let's get you caught up. The other game going on right now has Centralia, the top seed. They're taking care of Axel at halftime. 33-10 is that score. So the 1 and 2 seeds currently rolling on the girls' side. And potentially, if it all plays out as it's going now, it would set up the top 4 seeds in the semifinals on Friday, with Centralia taking on Donovan West and then Valley Heights taking on Hanover. But still, both games have a half to go. But for Troy, they need a lot to happen. They're down 27 here at the break. And then our final game tonight will be the final boys' games. We'll have the 2-seed Centralia against the 7-seed Wetmore. The 5- and 6-seeded Troy and Frankfurt squads are onto the semifinals. Troy beat Axel earlier today by 25, and then Frankfurt knocked off the 3-seed Clifton Clyde 54-43. Earlier today as well. So we're getting down near to the semifinals. Will be set with the boys playing on Thursday, girls on Friday, and then both championship games on Saturday night. Again, 38-11 Valley Heights. One more 90-second timeout in the second half is coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, Your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
KMZA.
All right, next 16 minutes coming up. Third quarter getting ready to start between Valley Heights and Troy. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tabman with you. Twin Valley League Basketball Tournament here in 2022. Of course, supposed to start last Saturday, but the weather became a factor. They pushed the first round games to yesterday and quarterfinal games here tonight. But the Thursday, Friday, Saturday schedule, for the most part, remains the same. There's a missed layup in transition as Maggie Youngberg trying to rip one away after a missed layup by Kat Torber after a steal. So the Mustangs with it again. A big lead, 38-11 here early third quarter. Youngberg top of the key. There's a drive, shot inside, up and good by Maggie Torber, who has six. And it's 40-11 Valley Heights, just 30 seconds into this third quarter.
I'm back.
And Centralia, the top seed, had a big lead over Axtell at halftime. Youngberg comes away with a block and a rebound and then nearly throwing it away, but Maddie Vermitten saves it inside. Maggie Torber looking for Kat right side. They leave her open for three. That one's pure. 9 points for Kat Torber. 43-11. Now Vermitten nearly come on away with a steal and it's picked up by Kat Torber. So not a great start here for Troy in the second half. And right when I say that, Valley Heights turns it over. Ingeman comes away with a steal. Troy just having some issues. Another deflected pass inside. Valley Heights comes away with it. Kat Torber steps into a transition three. Not this time. Ingeman comes away with a rebound and is going to push the tempo up the floor to Winder, who draws the foul. I think it's on the floor. This one on Kat Torber, her second. And the first foul on either team here in the second half. So Troy to throw it in. 6:26 left here in the third. They trail 43-11. Here's a short corner J by Winder that's good. And she's got four. About 15 out. Short corner J from the right side. A 30-point Valley Heights lead at 43-13. Here's another wide-open three that's missed. Abby Parks, the rebound for the Trojans. Gets it off to Ingeman, who works it far side up the floor, and then she stops prematurely and is called for the travel. Valley Heights trying to close this one out, moved to 10-0, and moved to the semifinals tomorrow, or I should say, on Friday this week. There's a jump ball inside. Possession, give it back to Troy. So Brooke Porter into the game now for Valley Heights. Also in is Kaylee Scala. So a couple opportunities for Brooke and Kaylee getting some minutes here early third. Their team up big, 43-13. Here's Winder with it. Left side to Euler for a long two. Just missed it. Short. Rebound inside and a whistle and a foul. They get this one on Scala. That's her second. So Troy keeps underneath. As Winder is set to throw it in. Does so to Euler on the right side. Ingeman now top of the key will reset. 5:40 to go third quarter. 43-13 Valley Heights. In control. That one spins in and out, no good. Rebound underneath, tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Troy. Back to Valley Heights it goes. Here's a drive and stop and pop by Maggie Torber. Her shot in and out, no good. But Youngberg gets the miss and then puts it back up and in for another opportunity Back-to-back offensive rebounds, and Youngberg with an and-one opportunity. She's got 14, makes it 45-13. The foul is on Winder. That's her second. Oh, and Youngberg airballs the free throw. 14 points on the night. Now 11 rebounds. 5:15 to go, third quarter, 45-13. Valley Heights in control. They've been in control since the jump. Euler a shot from the left corner, no good. Rebound Vermitten. And then she is fouled from behind as Winder hits the floor and is slow to get up. So we got an injury timeout. As Claire Winder, the 5'2 senior, is down. And Winder is up to her feet and appears to be okay. She'll take a breather. Never want to see injuries like that, but Winder will go off and Reagan Hill will check in. So Valley Heights will have it underneath their own bucket. A 45-13 lead with 5:02 to go here in the third. As Vermitten throws it in, and just a short corner shot is up and good. Maggie Torber and one. Fouled from behind, and we got another injured Troy player. And that looks to be Peyton Ingeman. And she is also in pain. So back-to-back plays and back-to-back injuries. And she is in a lot of pain. I'm not sure whether it's a left ankle. Very slow to get off the floor. And so really a tough minute here for Troy. Back-to-back injuries, Ingeman and Winder. Free throw is up and good by Maggie Torber, finishing the three-point play. She's got nine. 48-13, Valley Heights. And if the two results hold for the girls, it'll be the top four seeds in the semifinals. There's a blocked shot by Youngberg, and then a rebound for Torber. Maggie over to Vermitten in the corner for three, left it short, and Brooke Porter able to chase down the rebound. 4.5 minutes left here in the third. Here's Maggie Torber for three. That one is well short. Air ball out of bounds it goes. And a couple subs into the game as it goes back to Troy as Kat Torber comes in. Also, Abigail Steinfer back in the game. And then Keely Jasper checks in for Troy. So down to 4:20 left here in the third. It's a 48-13 Valley Heights lead. There's a deflected pass and a steal far side as Kat Torber comes away with it, pushing it left corner. Three ball from Scala, too strong. Rebound tipped into the hand of Scala, and she'll finish at the rim. The 5'9 junior makes it 50-13 with under 4 minutes to go here in the third. Here's Abby Parks, right side it goes to Hill. Parks gets it back at the free throw line, turns, dives towards the bucket. Her layup is no good. Rebound underneath, and we get a whistle and a foul. I think it's on Valley Heights. They get it on Steinfurt. That is her first. So Troy keeps it. It's Pierce in the left corner. Gets it off to Franken, who's back into the game. They want to go inside to Pierce on the block. Left-handed hook shot, nearly banked it in, no good. And a rebound for Valley Heights by Maggie Torber. Down to 3.5 minutes left here in the third. All Mustangs 50-13. Porter kicks it right side. Scala will try again for three, short. And a rebound for Troy's Reagan Hill. Hill wants to go coast to coast. splits two, throws up a wild shot, but they're going to get her for a walk and a turnover. And Kaylee Grable has checked in for Troy. It's down to 3:10 here in the third. 50-13, Valley Heights. Trying to stay undefeated. There's a shot from about 15 straight on. That's good for Abigail Steinfurt. She's got five. 52-13 the score. Now under 3 minutes to go here in the third. If it holds true, stays above 30, we'll have a running clock in the fourth quarter. There's a missed three from the right side and a rebound and a jump ball. Tie-up will give it back to Valley Heights. Ann Torber is back into the game, the freshman for Valley Heights. Down to 2:43 left to go here in the third. Here's Abigail Steinfurt, right side. It goes to Ann Torber. Hit it to Brooke Porter. Turns and fires a little fadeaway. Jay, that's no good. A whistle and a rebound and a foul. It's on the floor. They get Keely Jasper with this one for Troy. That's her first. Valley Heights to throw it in. Gets it into the corner with Ann Torber. Puts up a 15-foot jump shot that's short. Battle for the rebound underneath. Ripped away by Allie Franken for Troy. Troy pushing it up the floor. Jasper in the right corner. Had it knocked away by Porter and out of bounds. And it's last touch by Troy and a turnover as it goes back to Valley Heights. So again, down to 2:15 to go here in the third. Right side it goes to Scala. Midseason tournament's continuing. Shot inside's no good. Rebound Troy. Brought down by Pierce. Now Pierce wants to bring it up the floor herself. Bouncing it off to Franken. Now right side on the wing it goes to Hill. Hill back up top to Franken. Rifles the pass. Jump shot on the way. Not this time. Rebound Valley Heights. Getting it up the floor quickly and in transition. A missed shot, but a second chance opportunity up and in by Maggie Torber. She's got 11, 54-13. Down to about 90 seconds to go here in the third. Here's Franken. Left side it goes to Pierce in the corner. Quickly doubled and gets it back to Franken high left. Top of the key it goes to Hill. Wants to work it towards the right side. Wants to split a couple. Had it knocked away and a steal. Now here comes an easy transition layup. And missing the layup is Kaylee Scala. Really wishing she had that one back. No one even came down to defend, and she left it short. And now there's a pass that's taken away by Brooke Porter and another steal for Valley Heights with now 53 seconds to go here in the quarter. 54-13, Valley Heights dominating this game. Here's Ann Torber for three. No good. Offensive rebound, though, is back up and no good. But free throws coming up for Kaylee Scala. 42 seconds left. Fouls on Jasper, her second. And the first free throw no good by Scala, who has 2 points and two rebounds in the game. Audra Steinfurt checks in. Also, Tessa Miller. Late here in the third. We'll get a running clock in the fourth. Second free throw is up and good by Scala. So she goes 1 for 2. She's got three. 55-13 Valley Heights. Under 40 seconds to go here until the fourth. Anna Fleek in the game. There's a three straight on that's no good. Rebound for Tessa Miller, who just checked in for Valley Heights. They want to push the pace a little bit. And there's a whistle and an offensive foul is called. Good job by Allie Franken to step in and take the charge. They call it on Scala. That's her third. And the sixth turnover of the game by Valley Heights. So down to 24 seconds left until we end the third. Over the top pass, Franken kicks it towards the left corner, tips out of bounds with 16 seconds left. Troy will throw it in from the side out. A as Hill will throw it in. Gets it into the corner to Pierce. Wants to drive baseline. Nice little dump pass inside, but the layup's no good. And then Fleek has a shot blocked inside and a rebound by Ann Torber. Nicely done. And there's a deep three as time expires to end the quarter. My goodness, Ann Torber, what a sequence for her. She's got five, 58-13, all Valley Heights. Fourth quarter coming up next after a timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
So here we go.
Here
we go. Kansaland
Radio.
Want to thank Elmer's Repair in Centralia. Their Wix filter sale starts January 24th. First National Bank in Frankfort. Try their online app and do your banking anytime, anywhere. And also SBS Insurance, your source for farm, home, auto, and business insurance. Brandon Tadman with you. Kirk Kilman, start of the fourth quarter. We'll have a running clock as it's a big Valley Heights lead, 58-13. They outscored Troy 20-2 in the third. And the number two ranked team in 2A certainly looking the part and going to advance to the semifinals. There's a right side day. That's up and in by Scala. Now at five. 60-13 is the score. The both teams will collect and regroup. Troy will go to the consolation side of the bracket. There's another steal for Valley Heights. They can get as high as fifth place. A couple of wins down the stretch. There's a shot inside. Off the mark, no good. Whistle and a rebound and a foul. Audra Steinfurt over the back. Picks up her first. So it goes back to Troy. Now a minute in. Running clock in effect. Centralia leading Axtell 46-20. So the top seed on the girls' side of the bracket, looking to advance as well. Again, if those scores hold, which looks like they will, it'll be the top four seeds in the semifinals, which will be played on Friday. Ball sits out of bounds. Stays here with Valley Heights in the running clock in effect. So should breeze through this one pretty quick. Is a lot of younger players in the game for both teams. Top of the key to Tessa Miller. Right side it goes to Olivia Scala. Now it's Kaylee Scala. Goes right back to the elbow with Ann Torber. Puts up a shot. It's good. Seven for the freshman, Ann Torber. And it's 62-13, 2+ minutes into the fourth. Final boys game tonight will be Centralia and Wetmore. Stay tuned for that here on KMZA. There's a deflection and a steal. Coast-to-coast opportunity. Layup missed, but a second-chance opportunity is up and in by Kaylee Scala, who now has seven, and it's 64-13. So, again, for Troy, they'll drop to 4-6. Valley Heights will move to 10-0. And Valley Heights will get the three seed Hanover on Friday night. As Troy gets a defensive rebound there by Jaya Pierce. And a whistle and a foul up top. This will be called against Kaylee Scala. That's going to be her fourth. Clock moving now under 5 minutes. 64-13 Valley Heights. Troy with the basketball again. kind of move forward and get set for the semifinals on Friday. There's another steal. This time, Tessa Miller comes away with it for Valley Heights. So Troy will move to the consolation side of the bracket. We get a whistle and a foul underneath. So Friday, Frankfurt will play Troy. This is girls' consolation side of the bracket. Then Clifton Clyde would get Axel as long as Centralia holds true there, which it looks like they will. So down under 4 minutes. Running clock here in the fourth quarter. Valley Heights with the basketball. Here's Brooke Porter, a quick trigger three. Too strong. Rebound tipped in the air. Pulled down by Troy. That one ripped away by Carly Grable, who's in the game. Grable, top of the key to the free throw line. Good movement. Fleet gets an open look for three. Short. And tipped out of bounds. And I think it goes back to the Mustangs. It will. So at this rate, the girls' side of the bracket will have the top four seeds in the semis. And then we got still two other boys' games to work out here after this one. Grable pulls down another rebound after a miss. I think it's going to be a one-and-one opportunity for Carly Grable, a 5'9 sophomore. On the boys' side, 5-seed Troy into the semis, and so is 6-seed Frankfurt. Troy knocked off Axtell earlier today, and Frankfurt beat the 3-seed Clifton Clyde as Grable hits the free throw. Makes it 64-14. Second one is no good. 1-for-2 trip, down to 2.5 minutes to go. At the free throw line, Audra Steinfurt inside to Brooke Porter. Turn a little fade, and nicely done. Brooke Porter. 4 points for Porter, 66-14, 2:10 left to go in the ball game. Right side, Fleek for three, and she knocks it in. Anna Fleek, the 5'2 junior, seeing some time late for the Trojans. Makes it 66-17, her first basket tonight. Tessa Miller, short corner left, gets by a defender, bouncing it inside to Brooke Porter. Her layup no good, gets her own rebound and sticks it back up and in. Six for Brooke Porter, makes it 68-17 with a minute 40 to go. Troy had a couple of injuries here in the second half. Ingeman and Winder both went out. Basically on back-to-back plays, we get a whistle and a foul. Free throw's coming up. I think here they get Audra Steinfurt with her second. And the free throw is in by Carly Grable. She's back to the line. She's got a couple of points. Down to a minute left, 68-18. And that free throw is short. Rebound for Brooke Porter. Basically run this out. Down to 51 seconds to go. So right side it goes. It's Ann Torber. They're just going to kind of slowly grind this time down in what was a dominating performance tonight for Valley Heights as they throw this one away. Turnover out of bounds. Troy gets it back. Down under 30 seconds. A 50-point lead for Valley Heights at 68-18. They have put on a show, and it's going to be a very tough out. Them and Hanover on Friday will be a great semifinal matchup. There's a turnover inside, and that's going to wrap this one up. 8 seconds to go, and both teams just kind of fighting for the ball right now. A shot up late is no good, and that's going to do it for the ball game tonight. As it's all Valley Heights, 68-18 over Troy. Post game is next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, he's the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Back after a timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
FM KMZA.
All right, welcome back. Post game brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. We've gone through three games and we're down to just one. The Wetmore and Centralia boys will wrap up our broadcast here this evening. Now we're just waiting for the other girls' game to go final. On the other side of the school, the other gym, the Centralia girls had a running clock going on Axel. And it looks like that score is final. So the top seed in the girls bracket, Centralia, gets it done. That final score was 56-26. So it's the top four seeds on the girls side that will be playing in the semifinals coming up on Friday. It'll be the 1-4 matchup, Centralia Donovan West, and then the 2-3 matchup will be Valley Heights and Hanover. So we got two more spots, boys' side of the bracket, to figure out for the semifinals. Already in the 5-seed Troy and the 6-seed Frankfurt. Coming up next on the other gym, Hanover Blue Valley, and then Centralia Wetmore here in just a little bit. But wrapping this one up here tonight. In Valley Heights, girls advance 68-18. They won it by 50 over Troy, running clock in the fourth quarter. Emma Youngberg led the way, 14 points and 11 rebounds. Maggie Torber had 11. 9 apiece by Kat Torber and Maddie Vermitten. They got 7 apiece by Kaylee Scala and Ann Torber. They got 6 from Brooke Porter, along with 7 rebounds. They also got 5 from Abigail Steinfurt. 4 apiece by Abby Parks and Claire Winder to lead Troy. They got 3 apiece by Reagan Hill and Anna Fleek, and then also 2 apiece by Carly Grable and Peyton Ingeman. So the Trojans fall to 4-6 and head to the consolation side of the bracket. Valley Heights improves to 10-0. Player of the game brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. Emma Youngberg didn't play much in the second half, but she was dominant early, had 12 first quarter points, had 14 in the game to go along with 11 rebounds, and she was just a problem for Troy. They just did not have the size inside to hang with it, and Emma Youngberg with a solid double-double, 14 points, 11 rebounds in limited time. Our player of the game presented by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. Again, one game to go. It's the Centralia boys against Wetmore. Trip to the semifinals in the TVL tournament on the line. So we're back to the studio for about 10 minutes and then come back and help us wrap up our busy night of games. But we got one more to go. It's Centralia and Wetmore coming up in about 10 minutes. Back to the studio for now here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.